VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Venezuela's opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido is offering amnesty to soldiers who back democracy and reject the current Maduro government. Meanwhile, President Nicolas Maduro insisted Sunday the military is on his side. Earlier, he rejected an ultimatum from a number of European countries that he hold new elections within 8 days or they will formally recognize Guaido as president. The Trump administration has lifted sanctions levied on Russian firms linked to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, despite a push by Democrats in the Congress to keep the sanctions in place. Two consecutive bombs went off minutes apart from each other at a Roman Catholic cathedral on a southern Philippine island Sunday, killing dozens of people and wounding more than 100 others during a mass. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Witnesses said the first blast inside the Jolo Cathedral in the provincial capital sent churchgoers, some of them wounded, to stampede out of the main door. Army troops and police posted outside were rushing in when the second bomb went off about 1 minute later near the main entrance, causing more deaths and injuries. The military has been investigating a report that the second explosive device could have come from a parked motorcycle next to the church. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the latest attack.
A hotel wall collapsed during a wedding celebration in Peru, killing at least 15 people on Sunday. The National Civil Defense Chief said dozens of people who'd been dancing were caught under the collapsing wall in a roof early Sunday at the Alhambra Hotel in the Andean city of Abancay in southern Peru. This is VOA News. The death toll from Friday's dam collapse in southeastern Brazil rose to 58 Sunday, a number sure to climb with more than 200 people feared buried under tons of mud. Rescue operations were briefly halted Sunday when officials feared another breach in the dam in the city of Brumadinho. Residents were told to get ready to evacuate before the dam was found to be secure. Sudan's embattled President Omar al-Bashir was in Cairo Sunday, at the same time as protests continued against his 3 decades of rule. He met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to discuss deepening their relations and improving economic ties. In the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, police fired tear gas at protesters. Differing views were expressed Sunday about the indictment of President Trump's aide and friend Roger Stone. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Stone's indictment charges him with 7 felonies, including witness tampering, obstruction, and false statements. But Stone says he has done nothing wrong.
All I did was take publicly available information and try to hype it to get it as much attention as possible.
Stone has predicted his vindication. However, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says prosecutors have a strong case against Stone.
These are very specific allegations of lies and witness intimidation. They're matters that will be easily provable.
Both Stone and Schiff appeared on ABC's This Week.
A man suspected in 2 shootings that left 5 people dead in the southern state of Louisiana has been arrested in the mid-Atlantic state of Virginia. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The sheriff of Richmond County, Virginia, says Dakota Terrio was arrested when he showed up at his grandmother's house Sunday morning. The 21-year-old is alleged to have killed 3 people in Louisiana Saturday morning before going to his parents' house in a neighboring parish and killing them. Ascension Parish Sheriff Bobby Weber told reporters Terrio's father was still alive but gravely injured when deputies reached the scene.
We was able to get a dying declaration from him. Only enough information to let us know that it was his son that committed this act.
Richmond County Sheriff Stephen Smith says it was also enough to scare Terrio's grandmother into spending the night in a hotel and ask law enforcement to check her home Sunday morning.
Pope Francis celebrated a final mass on Sunday before an estimated 700,000 people and presidents from across Central America as he brought World Youth Day to a close on a Panama City field. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.